837 WEOL, you're listening to the morning show here on WEOL. Les Sekeli filling in for Bruce Van Dyke, who will be back tomorrow. We are in that limbo week between Christmas and New Year's. Great to be here. That was the music of Ground State. That was a song called Digitalis. And we have the three members of Ground State in the studio with us. Aiden Smith guitar, Connor Smith bass and lead vocals, and Matthew Sekeli drums and backup vocals. Guys, you've got a show coming up at the Odeon, if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know if anybody remembers the band Crazy Town from the 90s. They were like a rap rock group that they had this one hit called Butterfly that was out on the radio for a while. But we landed a gig opening for them on February 16th down at the Odeon downtown. Tickets are going to be like $17 or $20 if under 21, but it's going to be a big show. It's going to be a really good show, so you should definitely come out and check it out if you can.
The Odeon is a huge venue, and you guys realize that you're a pretty young band to be playing there. So, I mean, we got one guy still in high school playing there. That's a pretty big honor.
Yeah, it's definitely the biggest venue that we'll have played at so far, and we are pumped. We are honored. We could not be more excited for it.
What date will that be again?
February 16th.
Where can we find your music?
Right now, our album Progress is out on all digital formats. So iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, all that stuff, you can find our album Progress.
Any kind of a website or a place where people can go to learn more about you guys?
Yeah, we have a lot of social media pages. We have an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and we have a Bandcamp website, Ground State. Groundstate 1 at bandcamp.com, and that's our whole album's actually there. Our EP is for free.
Our main thing is the Facebook page, though, so be sure to drop us a like if you like what you hear.
One of the biggest reasons I had you guys in here, obviously, because you guys are close to me and love your music, but I think this is an opportunity for other bands to learn. We got a lot of good bands out there listening, or parents of a lot of good bands listening. How does a new band today get their music out with all the technology available to them? Yes, granted, you just mentioned some of it in passing now, but a little more detail on how people can get their music out there.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can do. You can pay to have your music distributed to online outlets such as Spotify and iTunes and stuff like that. But a lot of it for getting your music out there and to getting noticed is just putting it out on your own. YouTube is a big tool that you use, especially in the early days. Get your songs out on YouTube. Tell people that, hey, we've got songs out on YouTube. Go check it out, because everybody will go over to YouTube, because YouTube is free. And but a lot of it's just gigging out constantly and just playing a lot of local shows and heavily advertising to get people to come out and see you play.
Like, just seriously, just talk about your band, you know. Always advertise, like Aiden said. And, you know, just put your stuff out there, you know. If don't not put it out there thinking like, oh, I don't think people will like. Just put it out there, and yeah, you'll see, and it'll go from there.
Get on the radio, perhaps. That's also a good thing to do.
It never hurts. And you know, it's funny. You just mentioned the combination of new technology and very old school. New technology being obviously YouTube. YouTube is one of the most user friendly platforms ever created. I've used YouTube. I constantly download stuff from YouTube for the show, for just everyday life, from what I do. So YouTube is definitely a great venue. So if anything else, that alone will do it. And yet you mentioned some very old school techniques, and that is get out there. Talk about your band. How about this one? Anytime you have an opportunity to get in front of people and play, get in front of people and play. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Take any small gig you get. Don't focus on getting big venues like, you know, like the Foundry, Odeon, or Grog Shop. You know, take any small venue that will take you, because you just got to get yourself out there before you can play in the big venues.
Kiss's first official concert, they played in front of two people. Gene Simmons' girlfriend at the time and her sister. So it just goes to show, just get out there. Another song I want to play, I know we started the interview with this way back when, but I do want to play it again for reasons which will all be revealed after we play a little piece of this song. This is called Jimmy, by the way.
was born, not like the other boys. Resigning with the choice, he much more preferred to run. Waiting by the door, trying to get down to noise. The early metaphors, the kitchen days are done.
When I asked you guys way back when you came in the studio first, I said, what song would you like to kick off with? And there wasn't a whole lot of hesitation. You guys went right to this particular song. I have noticed in going to countless of your shows, and I've been to many of them, this is the song that seems to get the most response from audience members. All the songs do, don't get me wrong. But this one seems to have the biggest head bopping on the head bopping scale. Why do you think that is, and why did you guys not really hesitate when you said start off with that one?
Well, Jimmy is definitely the fan favorite. It was everybody's very first taste of Ground State. It's the first song that we ever made public. So it's the one that people really latched onto, but it's also extremely catchy. I personally really like Jimmy because I think it perfectly exemplifies all the stuff that we're about, all our different styles and the mixing of different rhythms and melody and harmony and aggression and passion. And I think all of that is pretty well exemplified in that song. And I think that's why it really gets people going. But that's the one that people know the words to, and so we always try to close our shows with that one.
You know, it's almost like the chorus starts off the song, although it doesn't. It just seems that Jimmy was a boy. Just something about that just kind of grabs people, just kind of gets them going, and it's got that melodic feel that you guys talked about.
Yeah, I think it's a very melody-driven song, very guitar-driven, but it's also got like a good heaviness and aggression. But it's that chorus line that sticks in people's head, and people seem to really, really remember that because it's unique. You know, how many songs out there are about, you know, some guy named Jimmy? You know, it seems like a random thing, but it's different enough that it really sticks in people's head.
That guy can be just anybody. So what's next for you guys?
We're just hoping to keep doing what we've been doing and just play as many gigs as we can. We're hoping to open up for some more national acts like we are for Crazy Town, and hopefully get more even bigger venues and just open up for bands around like the Odeon and the House of Blues and the Agora and stuff like that.
And when it comes to our music writing, we're still going strong, and we're using this Christmas break to keep jamming and writing stuff.
Second album's in the works right now.
Ooh, yeah. What can you tell us? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the plan is that in the summer, once we have the stuff written, we want to go back to the Media Cube in Strongsville. We want to get our second album recorded.
No promises. The stuff always gets delayed.
Well, that's just life.
Yeah. But we do have new music in the works for you guys real soon.
Anything you can kind of reveal secret-wise, a little taste of what's coming up?
Yeah, well, I would say if you want to hear some new songs that you've never heard before, I would come on down to that show, us opening for Crazy Town at the Odeon on the February 16th if you want to hear some new stuff.
Good old show at the Odeon, February 16th. Let us emphasize that, definitely. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure having you in the studio with us. Anything you want to finish off with that maybe we didn't cover?
No, I think we covered everything. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Not a problem, guys. The members of Ground State, we have Aiden Smith, Connor Smith, and Matt, Matthew, Doug. He has so many nicknames, it's crazy. Zakelli.